Blackstone Audio presents The Purpose of the Past, Reflections on the Uses of History, by Gordon S. Wood. To Bernard Bailyn, the most inspiring of historians. Introduction. The reviews collected in this volume were written over the past quarter century or so. Like most historians, I have written reviews of works of history since the beginning of my career over four decades ago, but nearly all of my early reviews were for academic journals, and usually were short, 500 words or so, and directed at an insider academic readership. Only in the early 1980s did I begin to write longer reviews, 4,000 words or more, for non-academic journals, such as the New York Review of Books and the New Republic. Although such long reviews take a considerable amount of time, more time certainly than the brief reviews written for an academic journal, I have never regretted writing them. Not only do such lengthy reviews for non-academic journals require you to come to terms with the larger implications of the book under review, but they force you to convey what you say in language that is intelligible to general readers. Writing reviews for a lay readership is a marvelously stimulating experience, and all historians ought to try to do it. If they did, they might make our history books much more readable. Of course, it also helps to have superb editors like Robert Silvers at the New York Review of Books and Leon Wieseltier at the New Republic, in addition to the keen editorial eye of my wife Louise. Scott Moyers, my scrupulous editor at Penguin, and Andrew Wiley, my indefatigable agent, suggested that I collect some of these lengthy reviews in a single volume, especially those of books that revealed particular approaches to the writing of history. As I looked back over the dozens of lengthy reviews I've written over the past several decades, I realized that in some way I was marking...